Blog Talk Radio.
God will make a way. I know that He will make a way. God will, hallelujah, make a way. I know that He will make a way. Hallelujah. God will make a way. He'll make a way out of no way because He is a way making God. Hallelujah. God will make a way. Whatever you need is in Him. God will, hallelujah, make a way. I know that He will make a way. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, Twitter, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. I want to welcome all listeners, by those are by phone or those are on the World Wide Web. We want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, she is the president and the founder. Amen. And don't forget about our Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord, at 8 o'clock Pacific time. Amen, amen. I am going to go ahead and open us in prayer. Open us up in prayer. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come today to worship You, Father. We come to exalt Your name, oh God, for You are worthy, God. We come, God, to glorify Your name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah to Your name. Oh, hallelujah to Your precious name. Oh, hallelujah, for You are worthy, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank You right now for making a way, oh Father. I am no way, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank You right now for bringing somebody out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, I pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every Christian all over the world, Father, every leader of Your people, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that You will cover them under the blood, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, I thank You right now, Father. Oh, Father, for the blood of Jesus. We thank You for the blood. We thank You that Jesus came. We thank You for Your manifested love, oh God. Oh, God, we praise You for Your worthy to be praised. And Lord of God, mighty God. Oh God, we thank You, Father, for the soul that's going to be saved, oh Father, for the soul that's going to be healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank You that You're going to meet somebody's needs, oh Father. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, let Your word go forth today, Father, with power, power, power. In the name of Jesus, let Your word go through the airways like never before with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, speak through Your servant today, oh Lord. Oh, like never before, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Move me out of the way, oh God, and let them hear the voice of truth. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank You for the word, oh God. Oh, Father, let the word fall on good ground today, oh God. Let somebody hear Your voice, oh God. Not me, but the voice of the living God. Oh God, I thank You right now. Oh, Father God, we praise You, we worship You, and we honor You. We thank You, Father, for making a way out of no way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father, we praise You, for we know that You are a way maker, Lord. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, He's worthy to be praised. He allowed us to see another day. Oh, God, You're so worthy to be praised. We glorify You, God. Oh, God, because there's no other God like You, God. Oh, we glorify You. We worship Your name, oh, God, for You are worthy to be praised. He is an awesome God. Oh, yes, He is. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can praise it. because I know what God has done for me. He is worthy. You got to praise him when you're in your situation. You got to praise him when you don't have anything going on in your life. You need to be praising God and exalting his name, lifting his name up high, because he is worthy. He's worthy for all that he's done for us. He kept us through the week and brought us to the day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get to the word because we know that the word is what's going to keep us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Father, hallelujah. He's so worthy. The message will be coming from Mark today. Mark chapter 6, and I'm going to read the key scripture, what would be verse 38, and the word of God reads, he said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Amen. 2 fish. Amen. Glory to God. Stop right there. That's going to be our key scripture for the day. The title of the message today is A Supernatural Supply. A Supernatural Supply. Amen. Glory to God. As we look at verse 36, it says, send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the village and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Amen. This is at the time when Jesus was doing his earthly ministry. He was going about doing miracles. He was healing. He was casting out demons. And at this particular time, there was a multitude of people around Jesus, and it was probably late in the evening. And the disciple was saying unto Jesus in this particular scripture, we need to send the people to the village. Why it's still early enough for them to see, in other words, and they can go get them something to eat, because we really don't have nothing for them to eat. And then verse 37 said, he answered, and he said unto them, give ye them to eat. They said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them to eat? In other words, Jesus was saying to them, I want you to feed them. And this at this time, this where Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. A miracle was about to happen. He was about to do a supernatural supply for the people. Amen. And Jesus was about to do something that was impossible for man, but it was impossible for him. Amen. Glory to God. And so as the disciple was following this to the Jesus, in verse 38 said, we read a key scripture, he said, unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them to take all of them and set them down by the companies upon the ground. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by 50. Now, at this point, Jesus was about to get ready to perform this supernatural supply, and he had took over control of it. He was in control of what's going to happen, even though the disciples at this time, if we look what they said in verse 36, he said, we don't have enough to eat. I mean, we don't have enough to feed this multitude of people, this 5,000 people, Jesus. They said to Jesus, now look, man, we ain't got enough food to feed them. And even though if we go spend the 200 pennies for the bread, which is like $40 of what we have today, we ain't going to have enough to feed all these people. So right there, we were seeing a little lack of faith. If you read the four gospels, every one of them has this particular story in there. And one of them said, oh, ye a little faith. Because they did not have much, they didn't see the impossible. They didn't see the supernatural of what God could do through Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Because God's son was about to do the supernatural. From the natural eye, they couldn't see. They could only see the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. But Jesus was then to show them with faith, hallelujah to Jesus, by faith, hallelujah, he could do all things, because there's nothing impossible for him. Amen. Glory to God. And at verse 41, it says, and when he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes, he looked up to the heaven. Let's stop right there. He said, when he took the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven. In other words, Jesus looked up to our Father in heaven. See, that's why we need to be looking up to our Father, our helper. We need to look where our help comes from above. See, Jesus was the Son of God, and he still looked up to the heaven. And the Bible says, and it goes on to say, he blessed it, and he broke the loaves, and he gave to them the disciples to set before them, and the two fish divided among them all. In other words, when he made his petition, he prayed unto God. He prayed a prayer of thanksgiving unto God for what they did not even see. Because see, when you pray and in faith in God, even though you don't see, hallelujah, even though it may look like it's not enough, oh, glory, hallelujah, it may seem like it, oh, hallelujah, it may feel like it, but if you do what Jesus did, see, this is an example to us what we need to do when we feel like we don't have enough. When the devil wants us to think that we're not going to make it, if we would just look up to the hill, which comes our help, and said, Lord God, I thank you right now for what is coming. Lord, I thank you for the money that's coming. Lord, I thank you for the food that's coming. That's not there, but I know you're about to send it. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. If we would follow the example of Jesus, Jesus looked to heaven and he blessed what he had. What they had, they had the five loaves and they had the two fish. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. It was five. Faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. See, you got to look past the natural. And most of the time, we're looking at the natural. But if we would lift up what we have, if we got a dollar, lift it up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you. I got a dollar right now, Lord. But I thank you for the 100. I thank you for the 100,000. I thank you for the 1,000,000. I thank you for what you're going to do. Because I know that you are able. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because when you bless what God has already given you, and not be ungrateful. See, many times we're ungrateful just because we got Vino in our cabinet and we don't have a space. We may have Roman noodles in our cabinet and we don't have the fried rice or the things that we really want to eat. We may not can't even buy the stuff that we want to buy, but we need to bless God and thank him and lift our hands with praise and thank him for what he has already given unto us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That is so important that we look up to the hill which cometh our help. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, and bless what God has given to us. Because when Jesus blessed it and he broke it, the Bible says that it was divided among the people and that it was more than enough. God can take not enough and make it more than enough. He can make the baskets where they will overflow that you don't have enough room to store it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the overflow, God. Hallelujah. And then it says on verse 43, and they looked up, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments, which means like leftovers, and of the fish, and they did eat of the loaves, were about 5,000 men. This shows us that the power of God and the person of God, that even though the disciples thought that it wasn't enough food, it was enough food for the people. Because God took five and made it 5,000. The baskets, when they took them up, the 12 baskets were filled, even though they thought it wasn't enough food. God allowed them to see. Nobody could say that it wasn't enough food, that the people just ate a little bit, because it was more than enough. The basket was full because the disciples had said that it wasn't enough, but God allowed them to see the impossible. Amen. Your miracle is on its way. If you will believe and have faith, God is about to do some supernatural things for the people of God. Supernatural supply is coming. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the supernatural. If you will lift up your purses, if you will lift up your bills, lift up your situation unto the Father as Jesus did, and bless and pray, and God will supernaturally make a way for you, because he is a way-making God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you will say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Christ. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you've given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Know that God is able. He can make a way out of nowhere. He is a way maker. Glory to God. He will do just what he said he do. He is able. He is able. He can make much out of a little. Amen. Glory to God. A supernatural supply is about to come to the houses of God. Hallelujah. 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 Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Have faith and believe. Hold on to your faith. Oh, hallelujah. Your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now for supernatural supply. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Be blessed.